Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, and you. Oh, the doggy joins us here on the show. The great Christopher Mad Dog Russo, Sirius XM Mad Dog Sports Radio, ESPN, on Twitter, at Mad Dog Unleashed. Hello, Christopher. How are you?
Nicholas and company, how you guys doing today? Great to be on, Nick. How are you, pal?
Mad Dog, we are doing awesome. Happy Major League Baseball playoffs to you and yours. How are you enjoying the start of the playoffs thus far?
Well, I think you had two good games. I mean, you had Scooble strike out 14, and he pitched into the eighth inning, which you like to see, not a bunch of relief pitchers. And, you know, the Guardians had a guy on third base with nobody out in the ninth, down 2-1, didn't score. That's a good little rivalry now, Detroit and Cleveland. You know, two sort of mid-markets. Same division. They play. This is their third straight Tuesday that they played, by the way. They played last year in the playoffs, too. Good game. And a game the Tigers had to win with their best pitcher pitching. And then you had the Padres and the Cubs. All postseason games at Wrigley Field have great atmosphere, great weather, day game. San Diego's got a couple of big stars in it. I was surprised that Council took out Boyd in the fifth inning. He did. It worked out. He went to his bullpen and got a bunch of outs, 13 or 12 outs, whatever it was. And they hit a couple of solo homers. Good game there with the Padres and the Cubs. I love the best of three. I think it's, you know, there's drama early. And it's funny, if you win that first game, normally, you know, I think it's 10 of 12. If you win that first game, you usually win the series. You know, Padres 1 year played three games against the Mets. 1 year last year, Bucks, Brewers, and Mets played three games. But for the most part, you win that first game, you're going to win in two games. So we see how Cleveland at home, how San Diego responds. Then you got the Yankees and the Red Sox here in a few minutes. So, you know, it's a good week for baseball, and it's a good, you know, ESPN's involved, which gives them extra juice with the ratings. There's a little, they get a little more juice when it's on ESPN because they follow it a little carefully. They won't after this week. So it's a good week in the Yankees, Red Sox, and Hunter Green against LA at 9 o'clock. So there you go.
I want to get your thought on Yankees Red Sox in a minute. First pitch in that game coming up a couple minutes in the Bronx. But, you know, Rob Manfred has taken so much criticism, some from you, dog, some from others, myself, since he took over as the commissioner of Major League Baseball. It does feel like he nailed it with the expanded postseason and the wild card series. Do you agree with that? Because for me, like, this is the most exciting Major League Baseball postseason has ever been in this run with the wild card and moving forward.
Plus, Rob's got to get credit for the pitch clock. Games are quicker. You have to give him credit for that. And you also have to give him credit since he's been involved in the labor negotiations with Major League Baseball and the union. There's never been a loss of one game. And that union's hard to negotiate with. And not one game has he lost in his tenure as a commissioner and as the lead negotiator for C-League, for about 17, 18 years. So he's got to get credit for that. I understand that Robin was a lawyer. Sometimes he maybe not as glib as you'd like. So as a result, it seems like he's swimming uphill. And I don't like all the different outlets, whether it's Netflix, Apple TV, ESPN, TBS. I hate the fact you got to need a search warrant to find where the games are. It drives me crazy. But I think overall, Rob's had a successful, he's trying to get ownership going for the A's. He's moving to Vegas. We shall see. Franchises have not moved in baseball. Football franchises move all the time. The Chargers moved. The Cardinals have moved. The NFL teams bounce around like you wouldn't believe. The NBA does too. Vancouver to Memphis and Clippers to LA and everything else. The Nets have moved a million times. The baseball teams don't move. I mean, you think about it. You got to go back a long way where you've seen, 68, Kansas City moved to Oakland, and now they're going to move here to Vegas. But for the most part, the team stays where they are in baseball. And, you got to give them, it's not Rob, but you got to give the sport credit for that. But the wild card's good, Louis. Now, listen, Nick, we haven't had a lot of game threes. So, if they have a little drama on Thursday where they have four game threes, Yankees, Red Sox, Cleveland wins tomorrow, game three, Padres make it interesting. Somehow the Reds put the Dodgers on the brink. You'd have a big baseball day tomorrow, and you have a little momentum going into Saturday because over the weekend they get hurt because they're up against college football first and they're up against the NFL second. And remember, they're up against those two programs on FS1 and TBS. So the casual fan is not going to go find them up against college football on Saturday afternoon when they got four games on. This week, you're going to find them. You're going to find this Yankee-Red Sox game. You'll probably find the Thursday game if there's a game three up against Amazon with San Francisco and the Rams. So they need a good week to build a little momentum. They have not gotten that in the past on the wild card. Let's see if they get it here. The road team won today, so that's a good sign. I don't know about the Padres tomorrow. We'll have to wait and see. The Yankee-Red Sox series should go three games, though. You would think three games.
And I want to get your thought on first pitch in that game coming up in a minute. I agree with you on the streaming stuff. I'm 42. I feel like I'm a boomer. What we need is like a channel guide with all the streaming services on it so we can switch the damn channels like it's cable instead of having to like, on the smart TV. I find it very aggravating also. Yankees, Red Sox in a couple minutes from the Bronx. Max Fried, Garrett Crochet, great pitching matchup. Yanks a -140 favorite. Bo Sox +120. Total in the game, 6.5. Christopher, how do you see tonight's game playing out? And who do you think wins this series with the Yankees?
I think the Yankees at the end of the day will figure it out. They're due to beat the Red Sox in a series. They have lost to Cora twice. They lost a wild card game to them, and they lost a best of five in the ALDS when the Red Sox won a championship. The Red Sox obviously have to win with Crochet. You'd be a little worried because Giolito's not going to pitch game three now. He's out with an elbow issue. So if they get to a game three, they're going to pitch a kid who's got four starts in Major League Baseball. Now, Schlitker is not Whitey Ford, the Yankee game three starter. So it's not like he's won 250 games. But still, that would concern you if you're a Red Sox fan. But the Red Sox, listen, they're playing with house money in this series. They are... they're a young team, a little surprising that they made the postseason. The future is bright for the Red Sox. It's at Yankee Stadium. I think the pressure is on the Yankees. Judge is not hitting the postseason historically. He's hitting 206 in 58 postseason games with a million strikeouts. He needs to have a good postseason where he has two or three good series in a row, which he has not done. And Boone has won one World Series game as a Yankee manager since 2018. And let's face it, last year he beat the Royals and the Guardians to get to win a pennant. That's not, murderous row by any stretch of the imagination. So I think it's a more important series for the Yankees. I think this is the last series the Yankees wanted to see because I think Cora gets into the Yankees' heads a little bit. So I think the pressure is on the Yankees. I think Crochet obviously is the best pitcher. This game's about to start. So if he has pitched well against the Yankees in his three starts this year, but I think you got to take guys. I think you probably got to take the Yankees in a third game based on Yankee Stadium. Schlitker is a better pitcher than the Red Sox face. I would think if it goes the distance, and I think it might, I think you got to take the Yankees in three games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm a Yankee fan, dog, you know that, and I wanna throw up just thinking about a game 3 against the Red Sox.
Oh,
all the tables
nervous.
Have turned.
Oh, you'll be nervous.
Oh my God. We used to kill them all. Now they kill us all the time. It sucks. Anyway, you better you bet on this Tuesday. The Mad Dog Christopher Russo is our guest on Twitter at Mad Dog Unleashed. Doggy, Dodgers and the Reds tonight, Blake Snell, Hunter Green. You want to make a case that the Reds can extend this series here? You think the Dodgers make a quick business of Cincinnati? Give us your breakdown for Dodgers-Reds.
Well, I I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to bet the Reds. But if you want me to make a case, they have three good pitchers. You know, Hunter Green's a very good pitcher. They're going to pitch Abbott, a lefty. He's a good pitcher. Maybe Nick Lodello will come back and pitch. They haven't announced that yet. Right now they don't have him in the Lytle pitching tomorrow, a righty, gives up a ton of home runs. That would worry me. But the Reds are playing with house money. It's a free year for them. Their championship was beating the Brewers 2 out of 3 to make the postseason, which is what they did, of course, over the weekend with help from the Marlins. Francona, a very good manager. He's going to have his teams loosey-goosey. They don't hit a lot of home runs. They're going to have to single the Dodgers to death. But Snell does put a lot of guys on base. He can walk people. The Dodger bullpen is terrible. So you get into that bullpen in a close game. Listen, the Dodgers, you got to figure, the Reds are like plus 300 or whatever it might be. You would know better than me on that. You got to think that the Dodgers-Phillies would be a great series. I mean, and you can make an argument the winner of that best of five would win the championship, Dodgers and Phillies, which would be on Saturday. Game 1 in Philadelphia, and Ohtani would pitch if the Dodgers sweep the Reds. But if you want to make a case for the Reds, house money, nothing to lose, good pitching, Francona. That would be the case I make for Cincinnati if I had to.
Plus 250, Doggy, the Reds to win this series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Doggy, who's going to win the World Series and why?
I mean, I'm going to still say the Dodgers. I think they have the best players. I mean, Yamamoto's good. Ohtani is going to be a factor. He's good. He can pitch. Snell's pitched in World Series before. They got Glasnow sitting there. Freeman, Betts, and Ohtani are three great offensive players. Teoscar Hernandez is a good player. Edmund's a dangerous player. Maybe Muncy adds something. I'm not even sure where he is as far as his health is concerned. But I will say the Dodgers, the Phillies, I said when he was hurt that they would really miss Wheeler, and I think they might now. And I don't trust the Philly offense. The Philly offense can be very streaky. We've seen it last year against the Mets. We saw it 2 years ago against Arizona where they lost the last two games at home and they couldn't hit. We saw it against the Astros in a World Series and they got no hit in one of those games against Houston when they were up 2-1. So I don't completely trust the Phillies. Plus, they got a lot of pressure on them too. They got to win a championship here. They got Schwarber as a free agent. It's about time for the Phillies. They've been dancing down this aisle a long time without winning the whole thing. So little pressure on them. But I would make the Dodgers their favorite in the NL. And I think the American League is wide open, Nikki. Maybe Seattle's due. They're going to have an easy second round, you would think, against the Tiger and Guardian winner, which is going to help them. They're good at home. They got good pitching. Raleigh, they can hit the ball out of the ballpark. They hit over 200 home runs. So I'll go a Mariner-Dodger World Series, something different. West Coast. That's where I go.
Got a couple of minutes to go. I want to hit you with a couple more things here. You mentioned the Mets. you had a pretty memorable rant earlier this baseball season. The Mets did not give your son Colin, who does sports radio in Florida, like a guest for his show. Did you take any glee in how the Mets season ended? And curious your thoughts on Gary Cohen and company in the Mets booth, which is a great booth on SNY, like killing the Marlins for celebrating when the Mets season ended in a pretty historic collapse, even by Mets standards. Your thoughts on the end of the year for the Mets.
Darling is the one who killed them, not Gary, because Gary did a very good job on Sunday late, because he said it like it was. Terrible season, horrendous collapse, expanded playoffs. He got knocked out by the Reds. And he implied about the payroll. How do you not sit there and make the postseason when you have a $350 million payroll? That was Ronnie who said that, more about the Marlins. Here's what I give the credit for the Marlins. They told everybody that they wanted to beat the Mets. They hate the Mets. That's a big rivalry for Miami. The fan base is all New York, so when they have home games against the Mets, half the fans are Met fans. That riles them up too. But the Marlins beat the Mets 5 out of 7 in the last two times they played this year. They said before this series began last week that their World Series was beating the Mets, knocking them out of the playoffs. That's exactly what they did. I had no problem with the Marlins celebrating. No problem whatsoever. And I don't think Gary did either. It was more Ronnie who didn't like it. You know, what are you celebrating when you won 80 games? That was more Ronnie than Gary. I didn't like Gary's call of the Alonso home run. That was way over the top when he hit homer 253. And then Alonso thanked the Mets by telling everybody before the body's even cold that he was going to opt out in the dugout there. Here it is. The Mets went out of their way. They kissed his fanny when he hit that dopey home run. And then Alonso couldn't wait to tell you that he was going to opt out in the dugout in the clubhouse after they lost and got knocked out. That would not make me happy if I was Steve Cohen. But as far as the Met, the Colin Russo thing has nothing to do with it. You know, I'm never going to root for the Mets. You know, they play in the same league as the Giants. They broke my heart in 2000 when they beat him in that postseason when I thought the Giants were the best team. And Franco struck out Barry Bonds in game 2. And the Giants got one hit by Bobby Jones in game 4. Egbayani hit a home. Benny Egbayani hit the homer there in game 3, which killed me. So I'm never, ever going to sit there and root for the Mets. And, you know, that was a horrendous loss. I mean, they can sit there and sugarcoat it all they want. And they didn't. Their fans, some fans did, but not, you know, Stearns didn't, Mendoza didn't. That's a catastrophe. When you have when you got a $350 million payroll and you're in first place in June by 5.5 games and you can't beat the Reds out to make the postseason, the $80 million Reds who won 83 games, that's bad. So it wasn't Colin who did it. It was the fact the Mets had the big payroll and loss, which gave me happiness as far as 2025 is concerned.
I know this won't make you happy, but in 2000, don't worry. The Yankees took care of business and took out the Mets in the World Series. I know you love the Yankees also.
I don't root for the Yankees. I can't.
I know you don't
either.
I know you don't. Freed got out of the top of the first, going to the bottom of the first in the Bronx. Doggy, enjoy the game. We appreciate the time. Stay well. We'll talk to you soon.
We love you guys. Thanks for having me on here, Nikki. Appreciate it.
Christopher Mad Dog Russo joining us here on You Better You Bet during a baseball playoff game. He is absolutely the best. On the other side, we'll get bets for Week 5 in the National Football League from a dog to the whale. Drew Dinsick joins us on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.